Back home now, and a two-year study has found that while women and children facing family violence receive adequate crisis care, they're being let down in the longer term and tend to return to abusive situations. The research by the Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute found that a shortage of affordable housing and inadequate support payments are the main issues. Stephanie Smale reports.
Staff at domestic violence support services like MICA Projects in Queensland know the terrible reality abuse victims face every day. Karen Walsh is the organisation's CEO.
In some cases, women, they're dealing with threats of more physical violence. They're dealing with threats that if they don't follow through with what their partner wants, their children are going to be killed. We've heard women say their children are at risk because they're not doing what their partner wants them to do.
She says the current system is helping women in the short term when they leave an abusive home, but failing in the longer term.
I don't think we're doing enough to look at the journey that women are on. The journey from crisis to recovery, and housing is a critical component of that. We've got to do more to make sure that continuum exists, that we're just not sort of having services say, call us, we can help, but then we can't follow through.
The Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute found the shortage of affordable housing is so dire, it's forcing women to return to violent relationships. Kathleen Flanagan is the Deputy Director of the University of Tasmania's Housing and Community Research Unit.
What was available could be of poor quality or in environments that women felt unsafe in. Because of that lack of long-term stable housing, for some women, the alternative was to return to a relationship because they might have children, for example, and they didn't want to expose their children to homelessness and instability and unsafe housing. Their options were so limited that that seemed a reasonable choice for them to make under the circumstances.
Whose job is it to provide that stable long-term housing?
Well, state governments have looked at two main options. One is the social housing system, but supply of social housing is extremely limited and the system has been inadequately funded for a very long period of time. So state governments are now turning to the private rental market and they are looking at various subsidy programs to assist women into the private rental market. The problem with those programs is that as soon as the market gets tight, as it has in a number of places, those programs are less effective. If governments want to do something about domestic and family violence, they need to look beyond funding domestic and family violence services, although absolutely they need to be funding those, but they also need to be looking beyond to fund other areas of the social support system that are necessary for women to move on and flourish in their lives.
That would mean increasing the rate of the New Start allowance, which Kathleen Flanagan says many domestic violence victims rely on after fleeing their home. She says there are straightforward ways to help those who have suffered abuse to recover.
We can increase the rate of New Start allowance. We can make sure that we have decent housing available for women. They are not difficult, complex things to address. They're really, really simple things to address. And I think those are the things that leapt out to me as a researcher, that this is such an obvious area of policy failure and it's such a simple thing to fix.
That's University of Tasmania researcher Kathleen Flanagan, ending that report by Stephanie Smale.